years ago, we decided to do this Mile High thing. And Danny, as you all know, works. I don't think he sleeps. Like, I think he might be a vampire. I'm not really sure. I've been with him for 25 years. But and he pours his heart and soul into this. And so this year, even more so, wow, what an undertaking. You know, being in the middle of a global pandemic that we're in the middle of. So I just want to thank him for all the effort and energy that he's put in to make this weekend happen. So let's give Danny a... And I always do the, you know, they always say, don't thank people. Like, you want to go up and you want to make a strong statement, but I kind of don't do things the way everybody else does things. So I want to thank my team because we have a new a lot of new people working for us working with us right now, and they helped pull not only our office together, as a lot of you are from Colorado and know that all of us had to be closed for like 6 weeks. But they jump-started our practice with us and everything. So for those of you that are here, if I miss anybody, and also everybody that's helping make this happen in virtual land and all the technical things, Erwin, Elgin, Joel, Alan, Joel Kinch, Jake, Danny, Luke, Ellie, Brittany, Patrick, Katie, Julie, did I forget any? Simon, did I forget anybody? Am I good? I got everybody? Okay. Thank you, guys. We couldn't do even half of what we do without you guys. Thank you for making this amazing, and we're just super grateful. We're super grateful to have all of you here. One of the things that I've always wanted this place and this space to be is a place where people felt comfortable. It doesn't matter what your gender is. We always do our best to have equal representation here on this stage, which I think is so important. It doesn't matter what your gender is. It doesn't matter what the color of your skin is. It doesn't matter who you love. You are welcome here at Mile High. And I want to talk about leadership during times of uncertainty. Wow, times of uncertainty, right? How many people, other than just COVID, have had crazy things happen this year, right? How crazy is this year? Completely insane, right? But we're called to be leaders. And I'm not talking about leaders of a conference or a program or the chiropractic profession. Leaders in our community and leaders in our office. People need us now more than they've ever needed us. And I don't know about all of you, but people say things like, this is the only place I've been. I don't even go to the grocery store, but I come to get chiropractic care, at least where we live. I know some of you live in other places where it's not the same. But I don't go to the grocery store. I have my groceries delivered, but I come here because it's so important to me. Or the first time they came back and they said, oh my goodness, through that time that, you know, you guys were closed, I noticed that I was so much more resilient than everybody else around me because I know it was because of chiropractic, and I know it was because I had a healthy spine and nervous system. Amen? And they say that now, the same thing. I have to tell you, we do a lot of outcome assessments. We do instrumentation, heart rate variability, and we scanned and did HRV on almost everybody when they first came back. Wow. The amount of people that were in fight or flight, that their sympathetic nervous system was off the scale and off the chart, it was scary. It was scary to see that. And then to redo it after they've been having some care and to see them be more adaptive and more responsive. Guys, what we do is so important. I know you know this, But it's so important. It helps these people have less stress, or not have less stress. We all have tons of stress, but adapt more and be a better version of themselves. And isn't that what we need now more than ever in the world? People to be a better version of themselves? I mean, look at all the polarity that's going on. You know, we need to find a way to love people, to be there for people. You know, Danny said, I'm a lover and not a fighter. I'm a lover and not a hater, too. You know, people have multiple perspectives. That's what's healthy. You may not agree with the things that I agree with, and I may not agree with the things that you agree with, but that doesn't mean that I don't love you. And we need more of that in this world. We need more of that in chiropractic, and we need more of that in our offices. Because I have to be completely honest with you, and you, those of you that have taken any of the programs that I teach, know that I'm not a huge fan of Facebook. Sorry. Facebook just isn't my thing. And the reason is because all the polarity and negativity. Like, if you want to be a vessel to help people heal, like, you need to keep that clear. And some people are really good at going on Facebook, reading it, getting off, and being okay. I'm not. I go on and I go, and then I get off, and the rest of the day I'm trying to come out of that. And so if I'm not on Facebook, it doesn't mean I don't love you. And give me a call, text me, I'll talk to you and hang out with you anytime. It's just we need more love. And we need more positivity, and I want to be that for the people that come into my office, and I want that for you. So leadership during times of uncertainty. There are four key things about leadership during times of uncertainty, four keys to leading during uncertainty. You have to inform, you have to connect, you have to guide, and you have to unite. The first part is inform. And you can't read those, and I apologize, but I'll read them to you. As people are navigating the unknown, they're hungry for information. When this first started, how many of you had people reaching out to you? What do I do? How do I deal with this? What do I do with my practice? You know, what do I say to my practice members? Do I stay open? Do I not stay open? People wanted information. And still now, people want information. They're sick of just hearing what they're hearing. They want what they can do to make things better and to make a difference. Amen? And you also want to communicate with people early and frequently in your practice. So I'm talking about this in your practice, in your community, with your family, whoever you see yourself as a leader. People that you see yourself as a leader with instead of to, I would say. So communicate early and communicate frequently. Honesty is crucial. Tell the truth. Tell the truth. Honesty is crucial. Let people know what you're going through. We're not perfect. We all have hard times. We all have ridden the struggle bus, right? And to act like everything's so wonderful and perfect and rosy, that's not real. It's just not real. Acknowledge the unknowns. None of us know what's going to happen. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Let your team, let your practice know we're here for you. We're going to be here to support you no matter what, but there are unknowns. And most of all, and to me, this is one of the most important things, be humble. Be humble. None of us have all the answers to everything. Be humble and be grateful. The second thing is to connect with the people that look to you as a leader, your practice, your staff, whatever it is, whoever it is. Develop trust with your team or with your clients. Make sure they know that they can rely on you and depend on you. Be present and have a personal connection with people. That's what people want now more than ever. And like I said, if somebody is coming into your office and that's the only place that they go, you looking at them in their eyes and asking them what's going on in their life, how they're doing, how their family's doing, that's priceless. People need connection. Acknowledge your own concerns. You're human. You're human. And we have rough days. And yes, we have to lift people up. And we have to be responsible and not complain when we're in our office or with our staff. But if I have a rough day, I say it to my staff, man, that was a rough day. I'm struggling. I love you guys. Help, you know, pray for me. Help me. Pick me up. I'll be there to pick you up. We're a team. We're in this together. Seek out support from friends, family, mentors, colleagues. So important to have mentors right now. So important to stay connected with your family and your friends right now. And be there for people. Be there for each other. Guide. Can you guys see that? I'm sorry, it's really... people want strong leaders who are going to tell them the direction to go into. They want people to look up to and to support them. Give guidance on critical issues so that everyone can contribute. People on your team want to contribute. They don't want you to do it all. They want to be a part of your team. Delegate. Allow other people to help support you and allow your team to be here for you, right? And then focus on what kept you in business before all of this. What did you do that kept you in business before all of this happened? Inside your office and outside your office. And come up with creative ways that you can still do those things or things like it. You have to change and modify and do things like maybe have a food truck. Come outside your office, and when your practice members leave, they can grab food because you can't do a dinner with the doc right now. You know, or come up with, do a charity of the month. There's all kinds of people that are struggling, and donate the proceeds to your initial visit fees to the charity, to a charity of the month. Find things that you can do to give back to the community, the things that you love to do before this happened, and find creative solutions to continue to do it. Figure out how we can make a difference and support others that are dealing with similar issues. Empower your team to be part of the solution. So teach your team how to support the people in your practice and how they can be a part of the solution and feed into people. Brittany has been our front desk. She's waving over there, our front desk coordinator. And she moved... We've never done this before. We interviewed her over the phone on Zoom, and she moved out the week later to work in our office and run our front desk. We've never done that before. I don't know if any of you had, but we were like, all right, we're jumping in. She seems great. She has been such a light for people that come in, joking, smiling, having fun. You know how huge that is for people? She's as important as the adjustment that they're getting. I'm sorry. I know that's sacrilege to say as a chiropractor, but because she lights these people up, and people bring her coffee and all kind, and I'm like, people don't bring me coffee. What's up with that? But people love Brittany. The kids love Brittany. Everybody loves her because she's so vibrant and alive and loves up on people. She's part of the solution. And it's not easy right now. Is it easy? No, it's not easy to do what we're doing right now. People are scared. But To have someone come in that hasn't seen anybody, that smiles, that know they're going to get taken care of and they're going to get loved, and they feel comfortable, and they leave feeling alive and feeling like they can contribute more to the other people around them, that they can be the light in the world, help your team be part of the solution. And last but not least, unite. We need to unite as chiropractors. We need to unite as teams in our office. We need to unite as human beings. Turbulent times remind us the importance of community. You know, the first time we got to see my family, I sobbed like a baby. For those of you that know me, they know, like, my people, my parents, my brother, my twin brother, who's a chiropractor in Florida. I mean, I love my people. I love my kid. Like, our son moved home from college in March, which a lot of people had and kids did, right? And to have these 5 months together with the four of us, I mean, he's 20 and Annika's 17. When are we going to have this again? That we're together and we're growing a garden and we're playing with the dog and all that stuff. It's priceless. It's the little things, guys. It's not the big things. It's the little things. It's sitting on your back porch with your kids and talking about the world. That's what's important. And if anything this has done for us, it's taught us what we really truly value. Is it a car? Is it a house? Is it paying off your student loans? Yes, maybe. But it's the people in your life. And if you don't have your family, you find your family. If it's not the family you were born into, you find your family. We need to rally behind those things that bind us together. I bet if you went around this table, and I'm not talking politics, there'd be Democrats, there'd be Republicans, there'd be people of all different backgrounds. We need to find what binds us together and unite behind that. It doesn't matter what fighting's going on or polarity. What brings us and binds us together? Reinforce what makes us or you and your office unique. What is it that makes your office unique? And don't change that story. It's the chiropractic adjustment. That's what makes us unique. That's the one thing that makes us unique, is locating, analyzing, and correcting vertebral subluxations. Do that. That's what people want. Adapt to change and be true to who you are. There is connectedness in chiropractic, in your office, with your practice members, and with one another. And reach out on a regular basis. You are not alone, not in this room, not the people that are out there in virtual land, wherever you are around the world. You are not alone. Be there for each other. I love, appreciate, honor, and respect all of you, and I'm so grateful to have you. Thank you for being here. God bless, and have a great Mile High.